This episode brought to you by the Blue Water Inn.
Do you smell that? Nothing better than waking up to the unmistakable aroma of that quintessential breakfast food. That salty goodness is just what you're craving this morning. You know what I'm talking about. Hot beet soup. There's nothing like a bowl of hot beet soup in the morning, and the Blue Water Inn is the place to get it. Oh no, you slept in and missed breakfast? That's all right. But when that hot afternoon sun starts beating down on your neck and the sweat is dripping down your back, you're going to want a nice light pick-me-up. Something refreshing. Time for some beet soup. Served steaming hot, of course. That's the Blue Water guarantee. Steaming hot beet soup. Ooh, night is falling. The mists are closing in. Don't linger outside in the dark, hungry and in immediate mortal peril. Come inside for a hearty meal. After a long day, you're craving something that will fill you up. But what will that be? Well, what else could it be? Hot beet soup. Nothing sticks to your ribs like a bowl of hot beets and hot water. Hot beet soup. It's hot. It's beets. It's soup.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Will, can we get your raven to find something out for us?
What do you want him to find out?
Well, as it turns out, and I'm sure you're going to be just so pleased to hear this, but it's kind of hard to leave this town.
This town?
It's like there's some misty something that makes it impossible.
Oh yeah, I guess I'm the only, where is Nick? Where is Nick sitting?
Nick's there with you guys.
Oh, Nick is sitting. Hey, yep. Nick.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
I'm here too.
Irina pokes out from behind the terrarium.
Well, Nick and I have already kind of had that. We've heard that before.
Yes.
I was about to say that I've experienced it, but I shouldn't say that because I haven't told anyone that. But yes, we are, that's why I'm always angry.
That's why?
It's one of the reasons.
I thought you were born with it, but maybe it's Maybelline. I was hoping your raven could try to go through the mist and see if it blocks animals just like it blocks people.
That's interesting.
Is
it actually an animal, though, Will?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know how anything works, if you can't tell. Will's kind of just, like, tired and was distracted.
And that's why I'm always so angry.
That's also why I'm always so angry. Yep, he's an animal. That's Will's just going to say. Yep, yeah, I guess. Kind of. As much as I can understand it, not at all. But we can... Do you want to try right now? Because
no, it's up to you. We need some rest probably tonight. But
I mean, I don't know how close are mists in this. We would have to like walk out.
The closest you've seen, Will, to something that would be like this kind of an all-encompassing heavy mist was probably when your carriage first rolled in.
Oh, really? There hasn't even been any of that.
I mean, everything is kind of misty in general. Okay. A lot of misty bullshit. Oh, okay. But I guess, and it then you were kind of enveloped by mist at one point when
right.
you tried to
when I tried to get
away from the house.
So,
but in terms of anywhere permanent, like that you've seen,
yeah.
that would be more
okay.
like where the carriages were.
Yeah, I mean, like the thing is, it's the mist that kind of prevents you from going anywhere is a little bit different than the mists we're seeing around here. It would probably take a while to get there, but I, you know, I'll ask Bernard if he'll do it. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, Arena says, yeah, the mists are sort of bordering the valley as a whole. It would be, you would have to go back.
Not just the town, it's the whole valley.
Yes, you would have to go back, in terms of anywhere easily accessible on a road, would be back through Barovia.
I'm not sure that experiment is feasible. But,
don't feel bad, Mr. Will. It's okay.
Plus, I don't know if I can turn into an animal to get the hell out of here, so I don't know if they would actually help me at all.
I was just like, peace out!
Yeah, because if I could, goodbye, everybody. Good luck with your lives. Why are you over here?
She wanted to ask you if your animal friend could go
right.
through the mist.
I'm just, but why, what's that guy asking about my animal for? Will does, this is me role playing, Eric.
I was just wondering.
You were just wondering, but you had
just
talked.
It was
just me. You were just talking to that guy, though. What does he want?
Oh, he doesn't want a thing.
He's looking at that guy. Just, what does he want? What do you want?
He's an old ringmaster.
An old ringmaster? Sounds unnecessary. Or maybe very necessary, but unlikely in this land. Maybe super necessary. All right, well.
I think we should probably take a rest. And then, I don't know, maybe head over to the church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we pay for a bed in addition to dinner? And
I kind of assumed you all did. I focused on describing poorly wine and didn't get into the minutiae of trying to figure out the coinage. But, yeah, I would assume so. Unless somebody wants to try to not pay for a bed.
Hey!
I thought the meals that we had were included with the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why I kind of assumed that you paid.
Yeah, I think we all paid. We were like, yep, we need a bed.
Okay.
Hopefully all in different rooms is Will's opinion. I hope we're not bunking together. All right.
So do you all head upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah, Will is going to say, yeah, just leave Galdar, just leave him. I'm telling you, everybody asked me, or somebody said something.
Will appears to be in charge of Galdar.
Well, I don't have to be in charge of him. I don't have to be in charge of him, but Bathwack had said that he might overpay him, and I said, you probably will. We don't need to overpay this guy. So if we want to use, if he's even any good, we didn't even find out anything about him, but if he's not telling us anything, I think we should just go on up to bed and see if he really is that
persistent.
Right.
All right. Nick stands up, stretches. Okay, I'm headed to bed. He'll go up to the barkeep and say, where are our beds? He says, oh, there's a staircase outside that leads up to, there's a general room for people who are staying. There's a chest for each of you, and empty beds. There's plenty of room. There's
one room? God damn it! That's exactly what Will didn't want. Alright.
So, feel free to take what bed you would like. The stairs are just right around the corner, out the front door. Okay, says Nick. And he heads out, and Irina follows. And now I don't have to speak about for either of them. Great! Yay!
You also have to tell us about Galdar and the Ringmaster, what are they doing before they go to bed? What is their routine? Tell us every minute.
You do see Rictavio. He stands up and he heads over to the bartender, who has a bundle that he hands to him, sort of wrapped up in a cloth. Rictavio nods and heads out the front door.
Wait, who has the bundle and who?
The barkeep gives it to Rictavio.
Barkeep has a bundle and gives it to Rictavio.
Yeah, he pulls it out.
Suspicious. Suspicious!
Hmm.
Jacques Hughes.
I think he probably lifted the arm off of Bathwack. Check for the arm.
Check. Hand check.
Does he go outside to go upstairs? Like, he is in the same
room? He goes out the front door.
Nick! Where is he going? Too many things to do.
Helping on the ceiling to get Nick's attention. Hey! Come back down here and tell us about life!
Well, does anyone want to go out and see if that guy's going?
Can we peer out? Isn't there a window?
Yeah, there are windows.
It's just crazy enough to work. Trying to see outside.
Should we follow him? Or should we just go to bed and
if he's staying at this place, does he stay in the same room that we do? Are we all sleeping together in one big sleeping bag? Like, what's going on?
Wait. Who? You mean the barkeep or the colorful man?
Rick Tavio or whatever.
Let's just open the window and see where he goes. Didn't he just walk out?
He did walk out.
Somebody quick look and see if he's going to his wagon. He probably sleeps in his wagon.
Oh, I thought he said he was staying at the inn.
Galdar said he was staying there.
Okay.
This guy, you didn't ask him where he hangs his hat.
All right. Will looks out the fucking window.
All right.
God damn it.
You see him walk off down the road in the direction you guys came from.
All right. Well, I'm going to bed then.
Yeah. I don't think I give a crap about that guy.
All right. So does someone go out to go to bed?
Yeah, I'll head outside.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
Me too.
Okay. Galdar's out there. He says, "Hey guys, what do you need? What can I do? What happened in there? What? I'm sorry, I couldn't come in. What?"
Rufina turns around and goes back in.
Back,
hey, Galdar. I'll pay you more than this guy if you keep an eye on Rectavio, that colorful guy who just walked out.
Oh,
we'll talk about it in the morning.
Oh, okay. You want me to go do that now?
That'd be great.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be like the knight. He won't see me coming.
Yes, please try to make it discreet.
I know all the nooks and crannies, the shadows, the alleyways. You just want me to watch him and tell you where he goes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't possibly encourage you to steal whatever he's carrying. That would be unlawful and not good.
Yeah, that'd be a risky endeavor. You have to pay me pretty well for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't even suggest it. That's almost evil.
All right. Great. Sounds like a plan. Off I go. He went that way. Here I go. Shh.
You very, very quiet.
And he just starts combat crawling down the road. No.
Well, at least that'll keep him busy.
I guess Will goes upstairs.
Resigned to his fate of sharing a room with the commoners.
Okay. Well, you go to the room. It's, you know, just got a few beds lined up against the north wall. Each one has a matching foot locker if you want to store belongings or whatnot.
Is there also an arm locker?
Yeah, this is like when you rent a car, you should check that there's no one in the trunk. Yeah.
I've never heard that tip. That's a good one.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's like when you rent a hotel room in Vegas, you have to make sure nobody's under the bed.
Ew.
And there's a key sticking out of each footlocker if you want to use that. All right. So there's the room. Everybody can take a bed if they'd like. I don't know if there's any sleepover talk. Giggling going into the night.
Pillow fight!
Yeah, Lankin, I was just gonna say. Let's get in our jammies and have a pillow fight!
Real fight. Real fight. No. Yeah.
It starts as a pillow fight and just devolves into swords and morning stars and.
Eventually, the inn is aflame.
Yes!
Didn't take long.
Suddenly, Batthwack has his tree trunk back from the windmill somehow, slamming it into the wall.
You start keeping a tally of buildings destroyed.
It'd be quicker and easier to keep a tally of buildings we haven't destroyed. Yeah.
Is there any sign of that other guy staying here? Like, is there a key out of one of the footlockers or something? Or does he not actually stay here?
There's a few other beds, but you don't see any footlockers. There were some closed doors in the hallway outside of this room, which you think might go to some other rooms.
Okay, Will goes back down.
Okay.
And he's like, what are those closed doors?
Hmm?
The closed doors on the way up to the giant common room that you told me to sleep in.
Well, those are, those are private guest rooms. They come at a premium.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
What's the premium?
Oh, there, it's double the price.
Yeah, yes, I want that. Look at me. Do I look like I want to sleep in a common space?
I'm sorry, sir.
Will, remember to use your I statements.
Do I look like the kind of guy who would choose to sleep?
Lang shouts down, also, Will, remember, you're a dick.
Okay, fine. Here's a key. This is the one. Wait, no. Do you want the one closer to or further from the room?
What's a nice room?
They're the same.
They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms are up there?
There are two private rooms, and then there is the sort of common sleeping quarters.
Two private rooms, and I'm assuming fancy, colorful, pointy-eared guy is in the other room?
Oh, no, he's in. We have another private guest room.
Oh, wait a second. I want to know why you keep reserving all of the private spaces and to not tell me. I'm getting very offended. And you know what? I think I might tell almost anyone that I see in this entire land about the discourtesy that I've been shown here.
There's no discourtesy.
You didn't even mention any of the other rooms. And you just assume that I just want to sleep on the floor, essentially.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm used to dealing with a certain class of person here, and I apologize. I can clearly see that you are above that. Sorry.
Yeah, he's just looking at him.
I didn't mention the room that Rictavia was staying in, because clearly he's staying in that room. I should have mentioned the other options for you. I'm very
Because maybe
sorry.
I just want to buy out his room. I mean, maybe that's what I want to do.
Well, he has his room.
Right, I'm saying maybe I would pay more for that room. I mean, you have to give your guests the options, sir.
Well, I can't give you the option of buying a room that I currently have a guest staying
Except
in.
Except that you could if I wanted to pay the money, but you know what? I don't know. It sucks that there's no other places here to go to.
I wouldn't do that to one of my current guests, just like I wouldn't do that to you. If you expect to have a room that you've been staying in, I wouldn't just pull the rug out from under you if someone offers me more coin. I have more self-respect than that.
I wasn't actually trying to get this into a very long role-playing session. I was just trying to be upset so that I might haggle the price down of the room in my upsetness and my scariness. But anyway, fine, give me the damn key.
I will say that it helps if you're haggling to try to bring up the possibility of reducing a price.
I didn't say that. I'm glad that you took my mentioning of role-playing in character. I'm so glad we played these roles together tonight, sir. I was just practicing a character that I'm developing for this game that I'm inventing called Dungeons and Monsters. Where you role-play.
You say the word dungeon, his face goes pale. We have no dungeons here! There are no dungeons here! I'm joking.
Or am I?
Uh-oh, dungeons. All right, anyway.
But yes, which room would you like? Would you like both?
No, I don't want...
I'm just trying to give you all the options now. I'm very sorry.
Lank rolls over sleepily and says to the people still in the, I don't know, the dirty, filthy common room, are they still at it downstairs?
No, see, Lank, you don't understand. It's dirty and filthy because you're in it.
No, I get that part.
Rafina's still looking over the banister, ready to assist with the conversation.
Up here.
Bathwax is asleep.
Snoring.
Yeah, Will takes the key and, like, goes upstairs. It's fine. He'll just go.
Okay.
Whatever. It doesn't matter if he's close to the room. Although he might want a buffer. If there's nobody
That's
in the other
what
room,
I, was wondering.
I want a buffer because I don't want to hear anybody.
There is a buffer, so you can take the buffer.
I want the buffered situation.
All right. And yeah, the Rafina was right. When you go up the stairs, when you go back inside at the top, you are at the balcony above the tap room, you can look down into the...
I can look down on everybody!
Yes.
Thank you.
Down your nose and down over the railing. All right. And Will, you get your own private room.
Good.
It smells disgusting,
though. I want to study my demon books.
Okay. Well, first we'll go to Rafina. I'm assuming... Oh, wait, no. Batwhack took the holy symbol,
yeah,
right?
No, I'm asleep. I'll do it in the morning.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Does anybody do something before they go to sleep besides Will, who's going to totally look at his books?
They don't even know about my demon books. I just realized that they weren't even there when Nobody I got these was. Books just... 1,000 years ago.
Yep.
I'm asleep.
I'll just explain, I mean, just in case anyone is curious. Like, when we were in the ghost house. Oh, wait, no, Greg would have heard it. I took books from this thing.
I remember hearing that, but not as Lank, of course.
Yeah, it was a demon-worshipping house where they had, like, a cult that was worshipping bad guys. And Strahd. They worshipped Strahd or whatever. And there was, like, this totally, like, little demon room that we found. It was a secret room with, like, all these scary things in it or whatever. And there were demon books in a chest. And after the good guys left, I was like, let me just take those ones because I don't know what's happening to me. At that point, he was just like, I have no idea what's happening to me. And he took the books. So I haven't had a chance to look at them yet. I would like to do that because I'm in a private room.
Cool. Okay. Well, you look at the books. A lot of it seems to be more focused on, like, actual, like, evil worship and things like that. Not necessarily maybe related to what you have been encountering as, like, a warlock. Though,
I'm hoping to find information, maybe, on my patron or...
Well... In terms of the description, I mean, there doesn't really seem to be too much in the way of something describing what you're saying, whereas, like, or what you've been experiencing with mm-hmm. You know, like, having, like, a power through, like, this symbol given to you by something. This is more about, like, summoning things to try to do your bidding, mm-hmm. but there is a section that kind of seems to relate to, you know, your familiar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where it mentions, you know, the ability to have these kind of animal companions that can help, but it also does mention some other sort of not as natural creatures. One of the descriptions actually sounds a lot like what you had seen when Frederick was with you. There's a few others that you think you might be able to, based on sort of the description of the powers involved with them and the ways that through, like, traditional summoning you would bring them out, you think you might be able to try to do so with your focus, with your locket.
Okay.
And they seem to have kind of different types of powers and abilities and whatnot, separate than
so
from, like, a normal
animal.
Basically,
I got,
like,
information that Katie has already about Quazzets and
yes.
stuff. Cool. Okay.
Okay.
I throw them at the wall. I'm not kidding. He would throw it at the wall in frustration for not being able to find anything useful. Not anything that useful. He might pick up the book that had the little bit about the Quasi.
Begrudgingly.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, I could use that. Oh, well. No, I'm going to pick you up in the morning.
Yeah.
You're going to stay there. Your spine is going to be really fucked up.
Yeah.
All right. And then you go to sleep?
Is it possible? I don't know how far my familiar can go away from me.
It's look-up time, everyone! Let's look at the books!
Yay.
Sorry.
I think it doesn't really have a range.
Yeah, it doesn't. It says, like, there's 1 mile for empathetic communication, 100 feet for telepathic communication.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I can go and send him somewhere and
yes,
he can come
you can't
back.
Can't talk
okay.
to him, but...
I'm gonna go send him to just see if he can... See where Galdar went. And this, that guy.
I'm assuming this is before you did the book stuff.
Right.
All right. So, night passes. Morning breaks. A rooster crows. And, Bathwack, did you want to look at that thing now?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So, you are definitely sure that it is a holy symbol of very good orientation. It has a few different properties. It has 10 charges within it that can be used for... There's 3 different things it can do, and it regains 1d6 plus 4 charges daily at dawn. one of the things it does is it can hold vampires. You can expend a charge as an action to present the holy symbol and make it flare with power. Vampires and vampire spawn within 30 feet of the symbol must make a saving throw, and if they fail, they're paralyzed. It also can turn undead. If you have the ability to turn undead or turn the unholy within your class, you can expend 3 charges while you're using that feature. If you do so, it gives the undead disadvantage on the saving throws, so it basically makes your turn undead more likely to succeed. And also, you can expend 5 charges while presenting it to make it shed bright light in a radius around it, which acts as actual sunlight, and it lasts for 10 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you think those things would work well against a vampire?
Yeah, I'll just keep wearing that around my neck, unless Rafina steals it from me.
Or Galdar.
Or Galdar, yeah, no kidding.
So here we are. Morning has come. It is lackluster morning, as usual, in Barovia, because there's no great shine of sun from the horizon. And you've come across a sleeping Galdar at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, I'm not going to wake him.
Lank chooses to. He would step over if his legs could reach that high, so he treks around him.
No, pole vaults.
Oh, good call.
He has a pike.
Yep, the attempted pike poke.
He's humming the Olympic theme to himself as he does it.
Hey, you guys, what did we do with Gorin? Did we stuff his barrel in a footlocker?
Oh, shit.
Where's the
Gorin barrel?
Oh, we were all so tired.
Somehow in the distance, you see it rolling down the street.
Shit, I'll be back.
Do you still carry it with you, or are you keeping it up there? What are you doing with the barrel?
Yes, I have it. It's so lightweight. I'm using it as a backpack.
Yep. Cool. All right. Will, do you wake up Galdar?
No.
All right. Will doesn't wake up Galdar. Bathwack, do you wake up Galdar?
Will, you really don't want to wake him up?
Nope.
Aren't you curious where he's been?
I have my bird that I didn't ask anything. I guess he's dead because he didn't come back. I don't know. He is dead, actually, so he's re-dead. Did he come back? Did my bird come back?
Yes, your bird came back.
Sweet.
He says, the colorful guy, what's his name? Rick something? Rick, he headed down the road. He went to the stockyard, and I saw him go into his wagon, and he opened a door on the top of it. And dropped whatever he was carrying in. And the wagon started to shake around pretty violently. And he closed the top of it. And then he came back here.
Okay.
And he went back inside.
All right. Well, actually, what I was trying to do was to see what Galdar's behavior was also. It was mostly spying on Galdar. That's what I meant to say.
Well, yes.
Did he do a good job?
He seemed to. I'm not sure if the ringmaster picked up on him or not, but he trailed him from here over to there and back.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he peered in the windows and sort of then just settled down here on the side of the building here. And so then I came back in.
All right, I definitely don't wake him up. Will is disinterested seeming.
What about you, Bathwack? Or Rafina?
Good morning!
Galdar leaps to his feet. He's like immediately awake, it seems. He's like, hey guys, did you sleep well?
Will has gone into the building. Don't look at me.
This is just the direction I look.
Nope. This
is weird. What can I do you for? I did what you asked there, man.
What did we ask? How was your night?
No, what's his face here? Big guy. He asked me to do a task, and I did it.
What did you see?
Well, I followed the guy. I stuck to the shadows. I was like a shadow myself. No one saw me coming. No one saw me going. I tailed the guy. He went over to the stockyard where I told you he got his wagon. I thought that might be where he was headed. And he went inside. Couldn't get in there. So I waited outside, and he came back out, and then he headed back here. He didn't see me. He didn't even catch a whiff of me. He headed back inside, where I think he's staying. He's got a room up in the inn. And that's that. I stayed out here, make sure he didn't come out all night. I fell asleep, but I didn't know if that was part of the plan. I tried to stay awake, couldn't do it, and here I am. And that's that. That's what I saw.
Well, thank you, Galdar. Hey, do you think we need to retain this guy any longer? Should we let him go on his way? Will?
Will's inside.
He's in the building.
Oh, he's gone.
Dude, he's annoyed with Galdar.
What about the rest of you?
Lank, actually, I was going to say Lank went inside, too. He was not super optimistic given the extent of last night's menu, but he was hoping for waffles.
Yeah!
Very good. All right. Well,
the only thing they have are waffles.
Yeah.
It's just wolf steaks pressed into the shape of waffles.
Ew.
With syrup on top.
All right. I'll give him one gold piece and tell him thanks.
Sure.
And,
what's next?
Send him on his way.
What? My way? No, you guys need me. Come on. You need more info. Where are you headed next? What's the plan? I can help you out. What you want to do?
Well, we don't quite know what we're doing.
Oh.
I mean, we know a little bit. But if you tell us where you are, we'll come back and find you if we need you.
I'm kind of all over. I'm not really in one place. I'm a roamer. I can't stay fixed down to one specific doorway or anything like that. I mean, I'll just follow along if you want. That way I'm there every step of the way. Whenever you need me, I'll be there waiting.
That really sounds annoying.
What part of it? I'll stay downwind.
Oh, I can't make financial decisions for the group. Will, come out here!
What?
I'm astounded you actually came out here.
That was just me calling from inside. What?
What are we going to do with this guy?
Hey, Will, what do you feel like doing next?
Me?
Yeah.
Wait, who are you really talking to me? Come in here. It's breakfast time. Fuck that guy, is what he says.
No! No! What's going on? I thought you guys needed me.
Lank says, I'm so glad we're having this conversation through a wall. It'd be just too easy to all be in one place to have this conversation.
If somebody actually was calling to Will, he would poke his head out. I'm sorry.
Poke his pinky out.
No, I'm
out here!
He went in as a demonstration of not interest in this guy. That was, like, what his thing was. So if somebody actually is like, Will, come on, stop being an asshole, he would poke his head out if you want me to.
It's a sunshiny morning, except
so what,
no
you guys,
sunshine.
You guys want to have some waffles before we go over to the church, or do you want to hang around here a little longer and
Bat-thwack. We know there aren't any waffles.
I think we should have some breakfast. I'm guessing this place has some really, really good breakfast.
I'm hoping for gruel. Fingers crossed.
He says that very loudly around Galdar. Come on, guys. Let's go eat.
All right. Very, very good.
Maybe Galdar will prove his persistence by coming inside.
I just gave him a piece of gold and told him that he can go on his way, so I'm going to go inside.
It can be up to him. The ball is in his court now. He can come in and we can watch the fireworks.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Will is cranky without his waffles, so we gotta nip this in the bud.
Okay. You don't see him follow along behind you. I mean, he's kind of doing what he was doing before. He doesn't head off away or anything like that. He's still lurking outside, but away from the front door a little bit, but he does not come in.
Okay. Well, I want breakfast, so do they have breakfast?
Well, if you approach, the barkeep says, good morning, all! I hope you slept well. You, sir, was your room to your liking? I hope that it was. Let me know if there was anything I could have done to improve your stay.
Wow, that's really nice.
Breakfast.
Certainly. Well, as with every meal, there is the option of hot beet soup, Or if you would prefer, we do offer eggs. They do come deer here.
They come from deer here?
Oh no, I wish. These come from wolves.
Ew.
What I wouldn't do for a good deer ear.
Deer ear?
Deer ear?
Deer ear.
Deer ear. Isn't that what eggs are? They're ears. When you cook them up just right, they're called eggs.
Oh my god.
Light turns to Will. The next person we see selling one, I want to buy a waffle iron.
Wait, says Rafina. Deer lay eggs. I am so confused.
Wait, so eggs come deer? Like, you don't have chickens here?
Oh, no, we do. Just, you know, their output is not great. As with a lot of the things here. I've heard that in other places, chickens are quite bountiful with the eggs that they lay, but we're lucky if we get one a week from most chickens here.
One a week?
Yes.
Have you tried singing to them? They like that, you know.
Have you tried not sucking at chicken raising?
I don't raise chickens myself. I run this inn here, but
right, Lank needs to go to the local chicken area, wherever whoever has the nearest chickens, and he needs to go befriend them, and then Rafina needs to sing to them. And then that's how we're going to start our business in this town of the chicken whisperers, and we'll sell so many eggs, guys. It's going to be great. That's Will's business idea.
We could have a breakfast center, you know, waffles and eggs. Real eggs.
Omelets.
Yep.
All right, well, Will gets eggs because he's like, yeah, no beet soup, eggs.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't cost the full 5 silver that a wolf steak does, but it's a single silver for a meal with eggs. I can serve you hot beet soup on the side if you'd like. And as always, fresh bread comes with toasted if you'd like.
You know what? I'm a warlock and I can make that beet soup taste like Tabasco sauce. So I'm going to do that and put it on my eggs.
Oh, you're going to have a bowl of Tabasco sauce.
No. Put it on my eggs.
I love it. I love it. Oh, it's so good. My powers are so great.
I haven't actually tried that power yet, though, so I think he'll be like, I think I can do something with that. Yes, I'll have the beet soup like, as well.
Barkeep, a tureen of your finest Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man.
Lank says to him, I like the idea of eggs and toast. That sounds delicious.
All right. Nick says, I'll just have the hot beet soup. That's fine.
He'll have eggs too, Will says. And he
No, that's fine, Will. It's
just have the freaking eggs. I'm trying to be nice. Everyone knows I'm a dick, apparently. Just have the freaking eggs.
It's like, at what cost?
God.
Right. Okay, fine.
I don't think I've said so today yet, but I am so glad we all came to Vlaki together.
All right, so you all feed up on eggs and roll an Arcana check, Will.
This one, I don't know, is it as good as mine?
Probably not.
13.
Plus something. Yeah, you make a pretty passable Tabasco sauce out of your hot beet soup that you can ladle on your eggs.
I don't ladle it.
That you can soak your eggs in.
Yeah. I put it on like it's a spite, like it's Tabasco sauce on the eggs.
Okay, it's good. You did a good job. You're like, wow, I have this power.
Yeah, he's very surprised and delighted that his eggs... He probably looks weird spooning beet soup, because it doesn't look like...
Nope.
It looks like beet soup, but it tastes like Tabasco sauce. Or whatever the D&D equivalent of
Tabasco. Do you
try
to offer it to other people and convince them that it tastes like Tabasco sauce?
I'm not offering... If people are curious, they'll be like, it tastes different. I magicked it into something else. You can try to...
Nick gasps when you say the word magic.
Yeah, but he uses it for Nick's benefit. I magicked it. I magicked it.
Nick passes out.
Yeah. All right. So we eat eggs.
Okay.
I'll pay for everyone's eggs. Will is in a better mood because he had a nice room and a good sleep.
Thank you, Will. And Rafina gives him a big hug.
Oh, he gets so uncomfortable about that. How many people are there? I have to dock the silver from my stuff. How many people? Nick?
Irina, Nick.
Irina? She doesn't matter. She's not real.
She's not real.
You just see poor Irina with one arm. She's trying to get the beet soup out of the bottom of the bowl. She can't get it out.
Oh my god. No, I give her eggs too. Damn it. It is hard being a jerk.
She goes, ew, I don't like eggs.
I throw them in her face.
Oh, that dog didn't eat his eggs either.
Oh no, he doesn't like eggs?
That's cannibalism.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
You're a chicken?
These are chicken eggs. They're chicken eggs from, like, really underperforming chickens.
They think they're chickens, but they're actually turtles. And that's why they're not performing very high, because they don't recognize that they're actually not chickens.
Oh, my God. They're so dumb. But, wow. This is also really weird that we're eating turtle eggs. Oh, I guess people eat maybe probably eat
okay,
turtle
does that mean there's a chance then that that wolf steak is actually a normal steak?
No, it's a chicken steak.
There's herds of cows attacking the city. Like, just so many cows. There have been so many cow attacks.
You look up. Fried chicken steak.
You look up and you realize you thought they were wolf heads, but they're all just cow heads.
Oh,
something clicks in your brain.
I hate this place so much.
I'm actually trying to count how many people though. How bad is that?
How many people? Well, there's
I'm trying to
one,
keep track of the
two,
money.
2, 3, 4, 5 people talking right now, and then one more for Irina, so 6.
Okay.
I think.
Thank you.
Plus Galdar. What about me?
See, it depends.
I'm hungry.
No, you're outside, and I'm just eating my eggs really gently in front of this window.
Gently.
I eat
tenderly.
My eggs tenderly.
Gingerly.
Oh. Does Bathwack really not eat eggs? Will's just like, really? You don't eat eggs? Interesting.
Well, thank you, Will. It's really thoughtful of you. I'm going to stand up and take the eggs out and give them to Galdar.
Oh!
Oh, God damn it! Oh my god.
Does Will actually say that?
Oh my god, he's gonna be like, no, 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 no! He would not let him do that. Or at least not, he would be like, no, no, no! No! There is a point to what I'm doing, mister! Oh god.
Are we gonna have a war before, among the party?
After our pillow war last night.
Yeah, he would definitely say, is it possible for me to say something before he goes out of the room? Or does
he
sprint out of the room?
That's a question to ask him. How the method in which...
He throws it out the door, he picks it up, fling, fling, like a frisbee.
I'm just walking. I mean, I'm sure you could leap up off the chair and intercept me with a tackle, a flying tackle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not a tackle. Definitely not a tackle. You are much less... I would Eldritch Blast those eggs before they get to Galdar. I paid 1 silver for that Eldritch Blast. He definitely jumps up and is like, no, 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 no.
Whoa, Will, what's wrong? Says Nick as you, like, run across the room.
Does no one see what I'm trying to do here? You can't just give... No, and he's, like, lowering his voice. You can't just give him stuff. Not right now. Don't just give this to him. Don't.
Oh, you'll take it out to him?
But he's hungry.
Blank says, Will, I think it's safe to say they don't get it.
Yeah, it's fine. Yes, he is hungry. He's hungry and he's tired and he needs a real bed and he needs a bath. And we're going to bath whack. You need to give me back my eggs, damn it.
Will, how far are you willing to go to keep eggs from this man?
Are you really asking me that question?
Hey, can I try to intimidate Will?
Yes, you can.
I will.
Go ahead and roll intimidation.
Do I roll a 20? I don't know what I roll.
Yeah, it would be
If I tell you the score, it'll intimidate you right away.
A wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom? Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, I guess I'm probably going to be intimidated.
Yeah, what did you get, Andy?
25.
Oh, my God! Okay.
The eggs are intimidated.
The eggs are intimidated.
How do you intimidate him? What do you do?
I just draw myself up to full height. And kind of smile in an incomprehensible way that's some cross between I'm going to eat you and, you know, I wouldn't possibly do that.
Did you
It's a very
that?
Expressive smile.
I think I saw Steve.
I guess rolling a 26
nostrils.
Has to be far more descriptive than that. So, I mean, I could growl, I could stand up, I could say, you know, get out of my way.
Oh, he could. But what does
he do?
All right, yeah, what does he do? What would he do? I mean, he's not going to be mean to you, but, like, he's going to draw himself up to full height, and he's going to say, you know, I'm doing this, you know, clear out.
Oh, I guess, and I'm intimidated, so I just have to back down, right?
I mean, you are intimidated, yes, so...
I don't know how that works. I can't say anything. I'm just scared.
Interpret it as you would, but you have to feel that fear of... If you're trying to move past Will...
That's all I want to do, is just move out the door.
Yeah, you're not going to want to physically be in his way. You could follow after him, maybe, or something like that, but you can't really...
Okay.
You wouldn't want to stand there mm-hmm. anymore.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Boring, yeah. I'll just walk outside. I'll give him the eggs.
Oh, thank you!
But I'm just going to walk back in, though. I'm not going to stick around.
Okay, thanks! Thank you! Before you even turn, he's eaten half of them.
Aw.
Will, you can't feel sorry for him! Don't aw.
I feel so sorry for him.
Likely to hurt you, old softy Will.
Okay.
What are we doing? Dessert?
Who wants more beet soup?
Yeah, I have cold beet soup for dessert.
Another Aww. Round of eggs?
God.
Shall we head to the church?
Let's go to church.
Yeah, I mean, another thought is we could get a tour of the wine cellar while we're here. Whatever you guys like.
Oh, I didn't even remember. There was a wine cellar?
No
well, there
said
must
that,
be.
But you could assume
because there
wine
are wine
is being
people.
Stored here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued by what you guys have told me about this card.
Also, the host would probably appreciate us showing some interest, since not all of us ordered wine last night. And he seemed ready to either cry or fight.
Fight, cry. I hate you, Bam! Buy my wine!
All right. Yeah, let's go down to the wine cellar. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, you don't see a door labeled wine cellar.
I figure we would ask the bartender for a tour. Yeah.
Oh, yes there, dwarf man. We don't have a cellar here, per se, but we do keep our wine stored over here, if you'd like to see.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, have you won any awards for your wine?
I don't run the winery. Like I said, my family does. But it's regarded as the best in the land. We supply pretty much anywhere that would be selling beverages to people that... they go to us.
Oh, where are your vineyards?
Well, the vineyard, it's the Wizard of Wines. It's further on down the road to the west.
I've heard of that before.
I'm sure you have.
To the west?
To the west.
Is it on the way to the church?
Oh, no, it's well out of town.
Oh, out of town.
Oh, yes, yes. Down the road, out of town. Though the church is to the west as well. So the church would be on the way to the winery, but much further. Did you want to see where I have our wine kept?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. He leads you back to... Where is it? He leads you through a door into the kitchen behind the bar, and then around, and then there's another door leading out of there to a hallway, and there's some red curtains along one wall, and there's three alcoves. Each one contains a wine barrel lying on its side, which... If you have any sense of orientation, you feel like the other side of it is pointed in towards where the bar was, so you think that these are the barrels that are tapped from behind the bar. Two of the barrels in the alcoves are labeled Purple Grape Mash number 3. The other one is labeled Red Dragon Crush. And then you see there's piled too high near the door to the kitchen. There are what you presume are 12 empty wine barrels. All the barrels have the name Wizard of Wines burned into them. And there's an assortment of the empty ones that are Purple Grape Mash and Red Dragon Crush. A bit more of the Grape Mash than the Red Dragon. Here they are! I will say, you seem to be taking a keen interest. Who came along? Who's in the wine storage area right now?
Rafina is.
Yeah.
That's like his as well.
His Will?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He looks around, even though this is a small room and there's clearly no one around. He says, you can see my supply here is getting short. I'm trying not to make this too well known, but my supply here really is nearly gone, and the next shipment is overdue. I've actually heard of some trouble at the winery. As I said, it is west of here. It is just a few miles. You just follow the main road and then the signs to get there. I suspect there may be some trouble. I would be very grateful if perhaps you would investigate that for me. If you were to find out what's wrong, and if there is a problem, solve it, or at least let me know what's happening. I would reward you with what I can. Complimentary rooms and such, and even let you try the fine wolf steaks we have without the upfront cost.
Well, conquering a vineyard is on my bucket list, so...
I like a challenge. Let's do it.
Oh, you will? Oh, okay. I mean, you all seem very capable, so it seems like something I could...
Well, appearances can be deceiving.
Yes, the one thing I've heard is that the problem would probably be solved by burning the vineyard down, so I thought you all would be just the right people to ask.
If we weren't certain before.
Prices are way up.
Excellent. Well, whenever you might be able to look into that, I would be very grateful. Is there anything else you needed to see here in the... I'm not sure why you needed to see my storage, but I'm, you know, maybe you're a connoisseur like I am.
Is there any kind of insignia or logo for the Wizard of Wines?
You see that the actual logo, it looks like a wand with like sparkles coming out of it, and the sparkles then form into the words Wizard of Wines in like an arc. And that's on all of them. It's burned into all of them.
Thank you for the tour.
Sure. Okay. So you all head back out to the tap room?
Like if he was saying that he would be indebted to us or whatever, I mean, it might be something that Irina could get a job at this place or something. I don't know, but we can also go to the church now. That's where we were going to go, so.
It's very enterprising to think that way. That's good.
It's almost as if you have a mind for business, Will.
Will did not come up with that idea. He doesn't give a fuck about Irina.
But if it means offloading her, then he might.
Okay.
All right, let's put on our finest.
Yep.
Hey, put on our finest?
And ribbons in our hair and grab our little pocketbooks.
Your Sunday bonnets?
Yes, our Sunday bonnets.
Church. Okay. It's like we're not dressed yet.
Everybody is but bat black.
I always have my breakfast naked, you know that.
Bat black is wearing his holy symbol, and that's it.
Strategically placed.
Yep, it's a really long chain. Okay. You guys head out of the inn. You have Irina in tow. And you head on down. You now know that the church is to the west. But Galdar is out there. He says, where are you going? What do you need? Where can I lead you on the way? What's happening? Those eggs were good. Thank you. I'm sure they're payment for something. What is it you need?
Ixnay on the eggs, eh? We're headed to church.
Oh, I can take you there. Church right down the road. I'll introduce you to Father Lucian if you like.
So you're able to go into the church just fine then, like you were saying before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should I lead the way?
Lucian, huh?
Yep.
Interesting name.
Is it?
Possibly. We'll see.
What is there something I'm not remembering? What is that name?
Nick would say, what are you talking about, Rafina?
Well.
Harry Potter.
I didn't want to say it, but you did. Isn't that sort of an evil name?
Sounds like it, probably.
Like Lucifer?
But I was thinking sort of wolfish, too, but that's Lupin.
Oh!
Lupshin.
Lupshin.
The P is silent!
No, the P sounds like shh.
Exactly.
It's just spelled Lupin. He's like, it's Lucian. Don't be suspicious.
But my friends call me Captain Wolfface.
They spell it the same, though. All right.
Captain Wolfface.
Are you guys ready? Should we go? I won't go so fast this time. I know that I went too fast for you before, though. You guys are rested. Maybe you'll be faster than me. You ready?
You can also talk slower if you'd like there, Jiminy.
Huh? Talk what?
Slower.
Never mind. Let's just go.
Whoa, look at that little guy go!
I strap on my gore and barrel and head off down the road.
Aww. He's like your best friend for no explicable reason.
Right.
The barrel. Not Gorin.
The barrel.
Our most profound interaction was that time that he nearly killed me because I was holding someone I didn't realize was a vampire.
Yep.
All right. And so you head off down the church, and we find ourselves at the end of another session, heading down the main road in Valaki to the west, led by Galdar / Lank. The end.
Oh my god.
As our heroes walk into the sunset, I know it was just morning, but now it's sunset.
And also, there's no real sunset in Barovia.
You can't see the sun. We are the best.
We are the slowest. Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.